Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
As cars get smarter, it's probably time the roadways catch up. Don't worry, they're on it.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So you've heard of smart cars. Get ready for smart roads. Still in the early stages, those planning say smart roads are poised for a great many benefits, but the costs are high. Let's get the very latest. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Paul Page. He is the deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal's Logistics Report. So, Paul, there's so many advances being made in smart car technology, self-driving cars and the like. So let's start there. Where are we at with this technology? What do roadways now have to be prepared for?
Well, you know, right now all of the attention has been on kind of those shiny objects of self-driving cars. And we've seen pictures and the images of the Uber cars in Pittsburgh and other things driving along. And those vehicles react to their environment. They're reading signals, they're reading the lines, they're reading the objects or on roads, around the roads, and kind of moving in that world. In a connected future, what these cars may do is talk more with each other using the technology on board. They'll send signals on where they are and more importantly, where they're going. The researchers call that vehicle-to-vehicle or V2V communication. So the real interesting and exciting future goes beyond that and goes into what they call V2I or vehicle-to-infrastructure communication, and that's where cars and trucks use their technology to talk to the roads.
And there's so much going on. There's so many different hands in so many different pots. One of the biggest hurdles seems to be is how will it all come together?
Yeah, well, right now there's really nothing that pulls it together. It's kind of the Wild West out there. There are no lane markings on the roads for the technology, and people are out there trying to figure it out. There are research test roads going on right now in Michigan, in Virginia, in Texas, where they're running self-driving cars down roads, and they're trying to sort of see what they do and how they interact. And they're all trying to figure out what the best way is for a car and a road to communicate. What does the car need? What does the road need? How does it work? Is there a driver in there? You can imagine you're driving in a car and you suddenly get a signal that, oh, there's a rainstorm coming up. And how do you get that? Is that going to distract you? Is that going to help you? How does that come in? Do you have to turn your eyes if you're sort of in the car managing the driving and look at it? Is the car going to read it correctly and fast enough? Is it an emergency signal?
Right. So you would imagine that there is a lot of money going into this just to try to perfect how this machine will sort of run.
Yeah, it's sort of a robot, isn't it? It's robots talking to robots. We may not even have to take our trips. The roads and the cars can take care of all of it.
It's really just almost unthinkable, but it's right around the corner. And I just wonder, you know, as far as costs go, what are the stakes here and how will a Trump administration further complicate or help matters?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've talked to any number of people who couldn't really put their finger on exactly what it costs, because most people, most highway planners want to kind of embed the communications within the road building. And road building itself is very, very expensive. So their point is that to add a cost of, say, $15,000, really, a mile or something for communication signaling devices isn't going to add up to that much. It may add a few million dollars to a road that already costs, say, you know, $1.5 billion for 20 miles. What they do say, though, is that it will make up that cost many times over time by creating more capacity. If cars are talking to roads, they'll be able to move sort of closer together. And faster. You won't have the inefficiencies that you have in roads now, and you won't have the accidents that tie up lanes and tie up roads. So you're effectively creating more capacity, and their point is that that you'll actually, over time, bring down the cost of roads.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Paul Page on the latest in smart road technology. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So ultimately, Paul, I know there's a lot of testing going on. I don't think people realize this is already happening in a handful of states. You know, Uber is testing in Pittsburgh. Where are they making progress lately?
Uber's testing in Pittsburgh. Otto is a trucking company that's out there that's literally made a beer run.
Okay.
with the truck,
right.
Delivering beer. There's a company out in a Silicon Valley company, Peloton Technology, that is using sort of this automated, it's not strictly autonomous driving, but it's using the technology behind it to create truck pooling, and they're going to be doing that in Texas and Florida. I talked to highway planners in Utah who know the people at Peloton and are very anxious to get their trucks on Utah roads so that they can test the road technology that they're putting in Utah and around Salt Lake City with Peloton trucks.
Wow.
Trucks seem to be actually a little bit more advanced right now because you can control the those a little better.
Right.
And so that may be a more immediate an immediate impact actually on the operations. But ultimately, though, it's going to take a while for some of this to take hold in a big way.
But the end game is smarter infrastructure, smarter cars. It's all very fascinating. Paul Page, thank you very much for the latest on this.
Thank you, Tanya.
That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.